Dave Neufeld, you got a question, Dave?
Hey. Yeah, hey, how's it going, Bob? Hi, Brian.
It's our Dave Neufeld. Ask Trix.
Our what?
Ask Trix.
Trix, you know, it's a constant magic act and self-deception.
Yeah, I'm in the old school. Got any new vinyl lately?
No, I stopped listening to music, so I don't need any media. No,
us too. Yeah.
But you don't even have to, right? I can't escape it. I don't need any media. It's embedded in everything.
Well, when you're the Sonic Antichrist, what do you expect, huh?
Sonic Antichrist.
I thought the son of the Antichrist.
Focus on it.
C'est la guerre. C'est la guerre.
Hey, so, I'll just, like, start a little informal discussion, but I'll probably, like, come back other times and pursue the same questions again. But here's a really whammy generic one, so I can go more specific if you want. But here I'll start off really generic. What is electricity?
We didn't say. It's moving. We didn't say, because every way we say it doesn't hold. You change it. See, your landscape is so broad. Your landscape is so broad. What we would say it's the go juice that makes things go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That would work. But now that turns electricity into something that you consume. Oh, wait. You do consume it. Well, no, you don't. If it's a current, a circular AC alternating back and forth, electricity is neither gained nor lost. It simply is in a state of flux until it's applied. Like kinetic energy, we could say, what's kinetic energy? Well, it's once you apply a force to an accelerating particle beam, it's attached in a string or a line that allows a receptor to note the energy field. And when it notes the energy field, the lights come on. Gee, we bring good things to living. We bring good things to life. And that's how that rubs. Okay, so if you like that definition, if it gets you loved.
I like that, but how do you picture that? Like,
exactly.
Picture that. People go, is it waves? Is it atoms? Is it particles?
No,
I like how you said a string.
Yeah.
A string that something detects. It has a
right.
Emanates from one place and directed to another.
You know. There you go. And if you do it like the original Tesla, not the Musk version, but the original Tesla, it's something you make a tower and pump it through the ground till everybody can have it for free. That's a whole other construct. But see, then you have a Tesla coil that catches the static electricity and has a huge ramification from your environment. So now energy becomes the environment. Or then you can take just normal energy, greenhouse energy from the sun that's then converted into energy and electricity. So
yes, how come the sun is the sun direct current and not alternating current? Is that what it is?
Current. It is direct.
Why is that? Because it always seemed in nature that alternating current would seem more natural, but obviously the sun is natural.
No. The direct current is the circular flow. The AC current would be the imitation of direct current. Because the alternating current is just moving back and forth within a small spot, AC. DC has to have a full looping circle. So the sun that warms has to start somewhere and come to you and warm and then have radiation and catch radiation and then gamma waves and X-rays and xenia and all those waves, and they have to go back to something. It's absorbed and then given back, absorbed and given back. So it's DC. But then the AC is the it's 4-4 time. AC current is 4-4 time.
Yeah, you know what here's what I don't understand is why do alternating in a capacitor, why do alternating currents pass freely through it, whereas direct currents will saturate it and then block then the additional conducting of that? You know, they'll actually then create a resistance. But why not the alternating currents? Don't they contain, in effect, a fragment? I mean, isn't a direct current, a half wave either on the positive excursion or the minus excursion? So in
a
sense,
but you have to have a ballast. But see, now you have to have a ballast to have engaged the capacitor. Without a ballast, it won't do that.
No, just a capacitor on its own will block direct currents, like an unpolarized capacitor, and that's what they, in effect, like for instance in audio, when they couple audio, they block the direct current, but the alternating current, the sound itself, passes through. And I never quite understand why in nature does it have that property, and obviously it's convenient that it does. The same thing too, the direct current will get blocked in a transformer in between like two cores in the air gap, whereas the alternating currents will be induced. It's very convenient that that's how it works. I just never wondered why.
Well, it really doesn't. It's not really that way.
No.
No.
Well, don't they block the B+, for instance, in a tube amp with capacitors? Doesn't that block them?
Well, it does if you have a ripple current capacitor, but if you don't, then you have to do it a different way.
No, not in terms of ripple. I mean just like a very small value capacitor that isn't acting like a filter per se. It's simply just blocking direct currents and allowing the audio to come through, because if it didn't, you'd get a sound coming in all the audio.
But nothing is ever rectified. So you have to have a rectifier or you can't get anything smooth out of that circuitry at all.
No, let's say you've smoothed it all out and you've got direct current and you've got your B+ and you've got your supply now and that's established. Why does it get blocked by the capacitor, whereas the alternating currents that are also within the same circuit, they pass through freely? I just always think that, always just thought that's a strange thing in nature.
You're fine. The same way that the sun has a greenhouse effect. It shines in the window, heats up the room, but doesn't blow the room up. But it heats the room. It's captured and held. But then the AC, it's the opposite of that. It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it would flow right through the windows. It would be a greenhouse effect with open windows. It warms, then it causes a wind. The heat causes a wind to make it rise and make it move out of the building. So you can actually make AC would give you air conditioning. DC would give you a greenhouse effect.
Interesting.
Does that help? Does that help divide it a little bit for you?
Well, yeah, it does. It's just, why does it get trapped in the alternating? Because you're saying because it only flows in one direction, where the alternating
back and forth.
Yeah. Well, that's sure convenient that there's the two, wouldn't you say?
It's throwing a ping pong ball off of a building, a 100-story building, or playing ping pong with two professionals in a very small table.
That's right, yes.
There's more energy in it than there is the one long fall.
Yeah, here's just a weird side sort of technical question. You know, like with in a case of a tube, when you so-called bias the tube, you bring the grid in a certain relation, to ground, below zero, below the cathode, let's say, for instance. And one way to do it is by, obviously the resistor value on the cathode, and it depends how much voltage you're putting in. Another way is to inject B+ into
the... B+, or control your ohmage. You can control your ohmage and do the same thing.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. The resistor, obviously, there's the resistor. But what I'm also saying is you can change the voltage of it by injecting B+. And by doing that, if you, say, inject 22 volts, it sees there, it'll bring the grid to silence. So now the tube will not conduct any sound. It'll be dead quiet until you put a positive.
It's not to silence.
Well, it depends on the tube. A sharp cutoff will go pretty damn silent.
We're not arguing with you. It's not silence. It's balance.
Right, you can bring it like in an idle state where it's basically produced. Yeah, yeah.
That's
so. So here's what my question is.
If it's balanced, then it's making no noise. No,
it's
noise
just cut off too. It's not conducting too.
No,
it's not
well,
the grid's been brought
well
below
so,
minus 10, minus 15.
Don't talk so much, Dave. Calm down.
Then it's in balance. So that's all we're saying. It's not silent. It's balanced because it's actually very, very loud to the hearers that can hear it.
Okay. Anyway, if I was going to do the same thing through a grid bias, is that a much less brute force way of doing it? And let's say I establish it, whatever, and it wouldn't take a lot, you know, whatever, 5 milliamps, not even, like a very small amount of current to place on it. When I start having another control bias going in, is it going to overcome it, or is it easier when I set the control bias by the cathode? Or should I just,
If you do the cathode, then you've got to have a squelch to balance it, because it will absorb it otherwise. But if you have a squelch that can differentiate the pitches of your low and high and your cathode that you're introducing, you can actually have them going simultaneously and get a fabulous music value out of that. If you can, if you have a what I call a squelch, it's squelch.
Yeah, what's explain
like
that?
Well, it's like the old CB. You take out all the white noise except for the part you're trying to focus in on from the tiniest little mark. The squelch gets rid of all the crap so you can pinpoint on that one point.
Yes, yes. I'm sort of applying similar stuff in the stuff that I do, but in the audio sort of range. But the, yeah, the squelch kind of acts like, is like what, like the automatic volume control on an older unit?
On the older stuff, yeah. And that's not a, not the best word to use, but from old school retro things that you dabble in, it's the best thing that applies so you can understand, like if you have a fuzzy background, the squelch would take the fuzzy, the white noise out of the back and let you get hella Fitzgerald's real voice.
Yes, that's right. I mean, obviously, by the time they brought in tape, it wasn't seemed like that necessary to do that anymore. And that's why, in a lot of ways, in the tube stuff, you know, all the kind of things like gating that basically was abandoned, but then it all came back in recording because it's very useful in recording for drums and for, you know, keeping noises and rumbles
pick
down.
Pick up, lather and repeat. You're right back to the oldest mill again.
That's right.
The new frontier.
Now tell me this. Give us a parallel world. What would have happened? Because I noticed in the Second World War, man, did they ever pump as many permutations and usage out of a lowly little tube that they could. What would have happened if they didn't develop a transistor and it kept the tube like for another, you know, 10? Would they have developed really cool synthesizers and musical instruments like they ended up doing with transistors?
A lot of dimensions did. There's some that still use a cathode ray tube now.
Yes.
They don't even do plasma even now. They're great because they focused on those and they actually perfected them, and they're amazing. They can do, they have no limit to vibrational hum or pitch. There's no limit. There's no top or bottom. Notes can be half-lifed to ever, which, as you know, is amazing to not have a limitation on your scale.
Is there still stuff that you could think, because what I found was I looked at what people are doing with tubes now that, you know, like look back in 40s and 50s technologies, and they make newer stuff, you know, and they even attempt to sell it. There's a guy in the States, for instance. But I found that, like, you know, with the gas tubes and the different, like a self-oscillating tube, it's all cool, and they'll generate sine waves, and you can do additive synthesis. They'll generate square waves, all this kind of stuff, and you can do all kinds of sine waves.
But they ain't as good as the Hammond B3, though, are they?
Well, it's moving. Well, in some ways, that's a really lovely machine. It's very unique in itself, and obviously that a tubes is a big part of it as well. But I think that's a great example of a tube technology that's just so rich and complex sounding that, you know, it's so satisfying that it really just, I would say it's a great example of excellent tube and effective technology that really is only emulated by digital technology. But it had to be created first within that. But I diverse when we're talking
is
about
that. Is the Hammond B3 AC or DC?
Well, there's DC applied to the plates in it, but it's mostly all alternating currents and sound we're hearing, yes.
Interesting. So it would be a good representation that might induce both.
You know, Ion, here's what I was going to say.
You can't have.
No, no. You know what it is? Look, no. Because I just remember the track lights. They say with what they're doing, they're basically taking the gas tubes. You can kind of split them up into a small thing where you can maybe squeeze about 3 octaves out of them, kind of thing. It's all cool. But then when I listen to the sounds and what they've got and they're generating this, yeah, it sounds cool. But it's not anything better than the Moogs or the Jupiter Sixes, and you know what I mean. And those are a little. They don't heat up the same way. They're a little more stable in their tuning. The interface is already there, and it's more advanced than anything that was ever originally made with tubes. And so I almost thought it felt like a little bit of a dead end in terms of music or that kind of thing, that you could spend a lot of time, and in the end you would maybe have something that sounds really good and would do sort of moogie sounds, but you would never really exceed it. But I know, at the same time, hearing some of the stuff they had in the 30s and 40s, it sounds incredible and it's rich, but it's also, you know, weighs 800 pounds, the unit, and has, you know, 106 tubes in it, and it's not really practical.
Right. And if you drop a brown tab while you're doing it, it sounds about the same.
What, if you drop, what, say the last part again?
You drop
a brown tab of LSD.
Of acid.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It sounds about the same.
It all sounds. The Casio CZ-101 on the 9-volt battery is equally valid.
No, that's a good point, Dave. That's right. You take a drug, then all your distinctions that you know within the aesthetics of all these different machines through the century fall away, and it's all good. Now, what's that? That's a whole different.
Well, it could be. Or how about this? Or that all falls away, and it becomes a case of the gesture itself.
I just realized, Dave, you are fucking neurotic. You are so involved with sound, and all we have to do is put you on LSD, and that would block your mind and all your knowledge, and you'd be so relaxed, you would fucking think I was a good singer.
Bob, you're known for your dancing, not your singing.
Yes, I'm pretty good at dancing.
Hey, Ion. I just want to bring up another thing because you're raising a lot of neat topics. Is one a friend of mine in Mexico? You know what he said? He said, and this, what do you think of this? He said, he's an architect. He said, if you can come up with a roofing tile that would work like in hot climates, especially like ceramic or whatever it was made with, that would also act like as a solar panel, and so each one you put on would serve both purposes, you would, like, you know, be a hero and have lots of sales.
Bob already has that. It's called Glastic. He already has that.
Glastic.
Yes, as a matter of fact, hey, Carol, I know what I'm talking about because I was going to say we have it, Glastic. I fucking knew. I knew I had the answer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have Glastic.
Bob's knowing stuff. Bob's knowing stuff. We're nerd. Now non-physical is nervous.
Yeah, no, Glastic, you haven't heard us talk about that before, Dave.
I haven't, no.
It's because it's top secret.
Yeah.
And
right.
We're going to have to kill you now.
And Glastic.
We have to kill you now, Dave.
That's right.
No, what you just described is what our stuff's going to, one of the things it's going to be able to do.
Ah. That's cool. It sounds so practical. Well, how about this?
He called that fucking architect and said, I just had an amazing conversation about music, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you be smart enough and call Ion?
Check this out.
Start using this resource.
A little bit of kudos to the guy. He actually sent me $25 or whatever, or $50 to buy 2 copies of Carolyn's book, and he got the book. And he read it, and he canceled the vaccination program at his company.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He just got a few notches of extra respect from Bob. Okay, that guy has slack. All right, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, tell him those. But anyways, he was the guy that said that. He goes, if you can do that thing with the ceramic tiles, man, you'd have a runaway hit down in South America and
Dave,
Latin America.
We check his level of credulity. You now excerpt this whole conversation you're having with Ion and send it to him, and then if he listens to it all, he'll hear this state. Well, Bob already has it. If he's any kind of human curiosity, go. Who, he'll say, Dave, who's this Bob guy? He's already got it. You know, he should go.
No, he's sort of aware of you, and because those are the guys in that band Chiquita Violenta, and they were listening to the Cash Flows, and they like Ion, and they like you, so they are there. No, you have credibility already with them. They're, you're not
but
an
they
unknown
haven't kept
with them.
Up. Yeah, they got a flash, but where
they've
are they
got
today?
About
why
8 million kids, because they're busy with their lives. They've got about 4 kids each.
Well, they're too busy. Tell them they're too busy.
Well, you know what? They're cool, and they would do an update. But yeah, they got shitloads of stuff on their plate. They're distracted.
All right. Back to your question. Ask a question, Dave. Without going on too much, listen to what
I'm sorry. I just want to. We're tech talking, so I can't help but get. I'm like that.
That's all right. Try it.
I'll try and be a little more radio friendly.
Yeah, do a new question.
Okay.
Kill the radio star.
Kill the radio star.
Yes. Bob, we saw that even in the 80s. Radio was dying even then. They were canceling all the news departments. They weren't making enough money.
I ain't old fashioned, Dave. It's meaty ecology. You know, we said that in the 70s, for fuck's sake. We predicted it.
Regardless, here's the pattern: is the people then, if they could see even in 10 years flash forward ahead, what a ghetto their radio station would become. They thought it was bad just the initial cutback. They knew this is going to be reduced to a ghetto of people just calling in and talking about sports and shit.
That's right. But okay, ask a question.
All right. You know, because a lot of the questions that I was going to ask tonight, we kind of went over.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
We'll
come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Ion, like you're staying on, then you split for a bit. Are you going to come back a few other times this evening?
Yeah,
I'll
be here another 15 to 20 minutes. I'm not sure. Then he comes back in your late morning, if all goes well.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll stay on and listen. I might go back onto the radio. Thanks for having me on. I'll come back.
It's
one last question, Ion.
Yeah, so
say again.
It's so nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just so nice. I think that's good.
Thanks. You said thanks for having me. And I thought, well, it's so nice.
Okay. I love you, buddy. Now, look, here's the one last one. What's going to happen to gold and the U.S. dollar? I noticed gold jumped $50 an ounce a few days back, in the same time I looked at the Drudge Report and it said, you know, Russian stock market collapses even more, collapsed from the collapse, further collapse, and Greece, further collapse in Greece. People get out of bankrupt.
Greece is already gone. We're divvying up Puerto Rico right now.
Right, but that's homeopathic. Invisible collapsing. Tinier and tinier. That's what I mean by homeopathic.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so... okay.
Is there any significance to that? I noticed, too, in the past you had talked about platinum and gold versus their prices, and at this point now, platinum is about, like, let's say $900. It's probably, I don't know, I don't have the figures in front of me, but let's say $900. Mm-hmm. And the gold is like $1,250. And there was one point when platinum was maybe 30, 40% more expensive than gold for many years, in fact. It wasn't until, is that pattern going to stay the same, or are they both going to start to go up?
They'll both start to go up, but all our people have already gone to platinum. They're already in platinum, so they don't go to platinum. They're already there. But
they have a position.
Gold hasn't gone up or down since Jesus. Gold is the same, but it's gone up in what you say price because money's gotten cheaper. But if you're dumping money, you take trillions of dollars and you don't have a clue what a fucking trillion dollars is, and you have trillions of dollars that money is, now you'd have a number that people don't even know what is. People don't know what $1 trillion is. No one knows what a trillion. Don't tell Obama what a $4 trillion is, or you'll be on.
That's why it's Android Mimic, Dave. The Android Meme knows what $1 trillion is, and it's talking to itself and its parts, not humans.
Let's have an amount of money that there's no way on planet Earth that I could spend it all in my whole lifetime, or two lifetimes, or 10 lifetimes, that much money. Then money now is no money. So it's like taking all the music that ever's been ever music and say, I have all the music that's ever been or ever going to be.
What value does it have?
I already have. Then all of a sudden you're just a music man and no one's paying to listen to you. You already have it all.
Yeah. So now in the case of gold, is that a matter of taste? Is that like if people don't think gold is worth anything, that it won't be? Or people feel, no, gold is tangible, it's valuable, we need it for X and X, so we will say that if money's worthless, then it's worth trillion dollars an ounce. I'm not that mean silly, obviously, but is that
feasible? Well, no, it doesn't
feasible?
Matter. That's just what they're exchanging. That's just what they're exchanging. You're looking at a 12.3726 ounce of gold today, and it's going to bump around. But that's not because of the U.S. dollar. That's because of your European Union falling. So they don't have a haven to come to. Where's Deutsche Bank going to go get a backup line of credit? They're not going to. They're not buying. They're buying their own bonds.
It occurred to me, Dave, that that's the exchange of gold and dollars is tactility, which cannot be seen or heard. It's just exchange. It's tactility. That's what we're witnessing. The Android meme is rampant tactility.
But if you don't do it just right, you can go home. You can go to bed with a sore bum hole. We can assure you that.
If you don't do it, you don't participate. Okay, Dave, very good questioning. Very good. Classic. And we'll just go to someone else here. Thanks.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yes,
keep listening. All right. Talk to you guys later. I'll keep listening.